Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. It's Saturday, the 12th of July, 2025. I have a glass of milk here. I'm Richard Vobes. This is the audio diary of my life. Just sitting in my chair. It's 6:30 in the morning. And I'm off to Derby with the lovely Julia today. Well, Derbyshire. To give a talk at an event. A place we went to, must have been last year now. Oh, I'm going to sneeze. Excuse me. And when we got there last year, it was a long old journey. We got there, the weather changed, and there were very big and very heavy, what do you call them? I'm just trying to think of the name. That's a silly thing, isn't it? Ice, you know, the ice things that come down from the sky. Oh, how ridiculous. What do you call those great lumps of ice that comes down from the sky? Oh, it must be showing signs of the brain degenerating first thing in the morning. No, that's not the case. Very sharp-witted. Thank you. Just can't think of the name of... A shower of hail. A shower of hail. Blimey. That was strange, isn't it? The brain, I suppose, is active in other areas this morning. I'm probably still half asleep, to be honest. I've just had a bath and had a shave. And I'm dressed. It's going to be a hot journey, isn't it? Going up on the M1 up to Derbyshire. And it's where we're going. It's a pub in a village. Oh, 5 hours away, really. Yes, hail. We arrived and there was this huge cacophony of hail tattooing on the roof. Extremely loudly, and we pulled up, found a parking space, and the heavens opened, and we could not get out of the van because of this hail. It was so rapid and it was so fast, and then there were flash floods. It was very odd. It was very odd weather. And, well, quite why we had it, I don't know. Whether it had been manipulated, I don't know. I was listening to a message that somebody sent me, and they were saying that we've had 5 heat waves. And I thought to myself, what are you talking about, 5 heat waves? I assume that this is what the media are putting out so that they can say that it's been hotter this year than any other year and all this sort of rubbish. It is rubbish, of course. We may be having a heat wave in the sense that we haven't had a lot of rain and it's been nice and warm. I notice that a lot of people are complaining about how hot it is in England. And... that's bizarre. I love the heat. I'm perfectly happy with this. This is lovely. Bring it on, I say. But I know what the media are doing with their maps that only have the colours of red and yellow and orange and black, you know, black for scorched areas where it's really hot. This is just a summer. We are in July. Excuse me, yawning. But this is what summer's supposed to be. It used to be. When I was a kid growing up, we had these long summer days like this. We didn't call them heat waves. It was summer. And it might last till August. The end of August, even September. It was summer. That's what the weather did. And people... made their arrangements accordingly. You'll get a thunderstorm, you'll get a downpour of rain. We had one of those the other day. But on the whole, it's summer. It really is interesting. I mean, I'm not interested at all, to be honest with you. We've seen it for so long now that they're trying to paint the idea. And people, of course, if they just keep telling people, yeah, this is a heat wave. People, even people who I thought would be clever enough to not fall for it, are still falling for it, which is a shame. I mean, if there's any manipulation going on, they are manipulating it not to rain. That's what I would say. And yes, as I said, we do need a bit of rain. But this is what summer used to do. It used to do. And I'm just wondering whether they're the old guard, as it were, the old people. Not old people, what am I talking about? The powers that shouldn't be are failing now. Because it's too expensive for them to continue. Although they are up there spraying. We see the spraying. But I wonder if the spraying that they're doing is the spraying to prevent the rain in the air. That they're spraying the skies to stop moisture now. Whereas before, in the winter and what have you, they were sort of encouraging it. I don't know. Who knows? I don't care. Our spiritual side of us will control the end result anyway. So the point is, don't believe what you read or see on mainstream media. It is complete rubbish. I'm fed up with it now. Absolutely fed up with it. And I know that in some degree, I've gone along with the rabbit holes. I had to go down these rabbit holes and we had to find out what is going on. But most of these people are just in a holding pattern. They just want to continue with the terror. It seems to me they want it to carry on. They don't really want to do anything about it. You know, they're quite happy to be terrorised and watch all the local fear-mongering YouTube channels and Rumble channels and go, oh, look now what they're doing over here, and oh, look now what they're doing over here. And by so doing, you're still giving them power. Giving the power away. If the rest of the world would just ignore these people, not have them on their radar, not listen to them, there'd be very little they could do. But there we are. Anyway, 5-hour drive up to this place, then back, then down to see a chap called Barry Clark, who is famed for painting very beautiful pictures, but one picture in particular, and I've had it on my wall for many, many years now, of a Spitfire. And so we're going to go and see him on the way back from this Derbyshire trip. The book is some good news. The book I've been working on is now finished, as far as I'm concerned. And we have ordered some proofreader's copies of the book. So I will get a couple of those done. They'll come to me and then I'll send them on to the proofreaders, who will hopefully read it, find as many errors as there are. Well, find what errors there are, not as many, but find what errors, I suppose, is a better way of putting it. Send me back the books so that I can go through them and add that to the master file. Excuse me. And then, once that's done, it is ready for the printer, and then we'll get it printed, and we'll get them out. We'll get them out to whoever wants them. Anyway, so this morning I've just got to pack my bag, make sure the van's got water, and we've got some food, and we'll head off. I dare say the M25 is likely to be busy, but I'm hoping that we can create a flow through it, a sort of a tunnel through it that, you know, using our mental brain empowerment things, whatever we have. And what else have we got to tell you? Not a lot, really. Just enjoying life as much as we can. I've already recorded the pipe smoking video, which I did last night. That's going to be scheduled. I'll schedule that up. I don't know that there's going to be videos on the main channel whilst I'm away. I haven't really had a chance to record those. Plus the fact, just coming to that point, as I've mentioned so many times now, that not overly interested in the scaremongering thing. And I want to be showing the answer. So we really just need to get on and get this land, get the land and show what we're going to do with it, and share our journey that way. And yeah, I mean, it doesn't overly make much difference now with the channel not producing main stuff, because having been demonetized, it's no skin off my nose not doing it, really, I suppose. I'll just promote the books. You do get to a point where you kind of go, I've done that, I have done it, and it's now time to take that information, take the solutions, and do something with it, which I think is the message I'm going to make at the meeting today. I think people have got stuck in the rut with this. They are all talking about alternative communities. They're all talking about different ways and different monies and things. But no one's actually doing anything, it doesn't seem to me. I mean, maybe a few people are, but nobody's actually doing anything. They're enjoying the talking about it and saying, yes, we need this and we need that and we need the other, and what's happened to this and what's happened to that. But very few are actually doing anything about it. And they'll, like most of the crowd, they'll fall behind because they're not really active. That does seem to be the problem. Whereas if we can just get this land, I mean, I'm just itching to get on it now. Just itching to get on it and become as self-sufficient as we can. Obviously, we can't until we've got animals on there, or we may have to buy a small patch of land to begin with and then slowly build up or move to a bigger patch or whatever we do, and be as self-sufficient as we can. But we just got to get on it. The urgency now and the desire is so palpable. It's just got to get on with it. Anyway, I shall crack on now. Thank you for listening. I hope that you have a good weekend. You probably won't hear from me till Monday, so take care and bye for now.